Barron's recently came out with an article about the bridge strategy, which is the idea that you intentionally postpone taking your Social Security until you're age 70. So the bridge refers to the time you retire until age 70. So, for example, if you retire at age 66, the thought is that you fill the gap in income for 4 years by withdrawing money from your assets, thus allowing your Social Security to grow. There are good things and bad things about this strategy, and like a lot of things in finance, it really just depends on your situation. So instead of telling you that it's the best thing ever or it's the worst thing ever, we are going to go over the pros and cons of this so that you can make an informed decision yourself whether or not this is good for you.
Welcome to the 360 Blue Financial Strategies Show. Join us as we discuss actionable steps you can take today to gain financial freedom. Jonathan Pop, Iris Sagrado, and Glenn Steers are registered representatives offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. 360 Blue Financial Strategies and United Planners are not affiliated. The views expressed are those of the speaker as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results. Now on to the show.
Here's a quick run-through of your Social Security retirement benefit. The year that you were born determines when your full retirement age begins, at least as concerned by the Social Security Administration. That doesn't mean that's the year you stop working. Full retirement age just means that's when you get your full retirement benefit. For the purpose of the podcast, I'm going to assume that your full retirement age is 66. This bridging strategy works no matter what age you were born, but just for the sake of continuity on the show, we're going to assume that your full retirement age is 66. So, if you delay taking your full retirement benefit at age 66 in this example, you get an 8% increase in the benefit per year. That's an annual 8% increase until age 70. Therefore, the difference is at age 66, you get 100%. But if you delay until age 70, you get 132%, which is great. So if you just wait to collect, you end up getting more money. But that typically means you are drawing down your assets in the meantime, and that's the bridging strategy. What we're going to do on today's show is look at some of the Q&As from the Barron's article, and we'll give you our perspective on it. I'll put a link on our website so you can see the article yourself. It's 360blue.com, and it's spelled out. That's threesixtyblue.com. I have with me my co-hosts, Glenn Steers and Iris Sagrado, and they are both managing partners here at 360 Blue, and we are going to do a bit of an open forum. I'm going to pass the mic over to them, but first I'm going to give you my thoughts on the bridging strategy as a whole. Generally, I like it. I think it's smart. I think it's good. You get an 8% increase, and that's tough to find anywhere else on a guaranteed basis. So I like that, but I don't like draining all my assets to do it. So the question is, how much of your nest egg is appropriate to spend in order to bridge the gap? This is very personal. There's no set rule in finance that makes one way better than the other, so it kind of depends on your comfort level. I'll tell you my personal comfort level, for whatever it's worth to you, is 25%. So I'll break that down. If your retirement is 66, you got 4 years to bridge the gap. If you make $2,000 a month from Social Security, and I'll ignore cost of living adjustments and inflation, that's $96,000 over a four-year period that you would need to pull out of your assets in order to bridge the gap. So let's round it to $100,000. If I had a nest egg of $400,000, yeah, I'd be comfortable using up $100,000 to bridge the gap. If my nest egg was $200,000, no, I wouldn't take half of my money to do this. If my nest egg was $100,000, I would not take all of it. I want to have some money left over because in retirement, as you get elderly, you don't know what lies ahead, especially with health concerns and medical expenses. I want to make sure I've got a cushion, a nest egg left over. So the most I would do is 25%. I'm going to go into one of the questions that was in the Barron's article. I'm going to paraphrase it just a little bit because I don't like how it's worded. So the question is essentially, if I start taking my money at age 66 instead of 70, that's 4 years of money that I am taking. You know, wouldn't I be better off in the long run just taking that money right now? Iris, what say you?
In my opinion, delayed claiming is generally the better bet. If you do that, you're basically locking in permanently the increased benefit for the rest of your life. Just think of it as longevity insurance. Insurance against growing poor in old age.
Yeah, that makes sense. If when you get older, you lose the ability maybe to go out and make more money. You can't, you know, go out and work when you're elderly. This gives you a higher income stream in your older years when you may have some medical issues. Is that right?
Right. Yeah, it's true that you'll receive fewer years of checks, but you'll have more income when you're older, when you're more likely to need the money.
Glenn, what do you think about this?
I think that if somebody needs the cash flow, that it's okay to claim at full retirement age at age 66 or even 62 if they need the money to supplement their monthly budget. But if there's any way possible for them to delay claiming, they'll end up having more money per month through their retirement at an age where having more at that point in time, the money might mean more to them when they're not in a position to go out and earn money otherwise.
Yeah, I think we're all pretty much in agreement here, the three of us. Delaying seems to be better generally than taking it earlier. I'm not a personal fan of looking at a break-even age. So the break-even age would be if I take it at 66 or even 62, like you said, Glenn, versus 70, you know, at what age will I kind of break even where both options will be the same? That number usually comes out in the 80s. To me, that's an irrelevant number because I have no idea when I'm going to die. If I did know, I could time it just right. But since I don't know, you know, I don't think that's particularly helpful. So, yeah, I think we're all in agreement here. Delaying generally is a good thing if you can afford it. Okay, the next question is, if I use my assets and die at 70, I will have taken zero from Social Security. If I take Social Security at age 62 while my assets gain and I die at 70, I can still leave my money to my wife. Shouldn't I use Social Security immediately then? Iris, what do you think?
So in this scenario, a delayed claiming strategy might be a good thing. And that depends on two reasons. First one is, when did the decedent take his benefits? Second is, when the widow claims the survivor benefit. So in other words, if John delays his benefits to age 70 and Jane survives him, Jane is eligible to receive his maximum benefit as her survivor benefit. Therefore, Jane is far less likely to grow poor in old age if her late husband had delayed his benefits.
Glenn, what do you think?
I think that it comes down to a choice. Which would somebody rather have for their survivors? A lump sum payout that they would get from their assets or a regular monthly paycheck from Social Security? I know in my case, I think I'd rather have the reassurance that my wife would be getting her ongoing guaranteed payment from the government.
Very good, Glenn. I agree with yours. It ties into what I said earlier about you can do this bridging strategy as long as it doesn't eat up all of your assets. I would feel, just my personal, but I would not feel comfortable, you know, doing this bridging strategy, eating up all the assets, and then I die, and then my wife has no nest egg. Yeah, she has higher income, but no nest egg. That's not good for me. I need to make sure there is a nest egg available. So if I can get, you know, both worlds and postpone it, get a higher income for her, and she still has a nest egg, I haven't eaten up all of it, then that's the way to go. So that'll about wrap up our show for today. The main takeaways are, if you're going to do this, consider how much of your nest egg it's going to eat up. And also, if you're married, consider your survivor benefit. If you wait until age 70 to claim and then pass away after that, your surviving spouse is going to get a higher benefit than if you had claimed earlier. So, I hope this has been beneficial for you, and we are finished. I want you to go out there and have yourself a glorious day.
For more information, go to 360blue.com. That's THREESISTY, blue.com. Keep in mind that this show is designed to be educational only. The representatives on this podcast do not provide legal or tax advice. For individual guidance, please speak with someone who knows you and your situation.